Taniyama Shimura went on to become one of the great unproven conjectures. But what did it have to do with Fermat's last theorem?
At that time, no one had any idea that Taniyama Shimura could have anything to do with Fermat. Of course, in the 80s, that all changed completely.
Taniyama Shimura says every elliptic curve is modular, and Fermat says no numbers fit this equation. What was the connection?
Well, on the face of it, the Shimura-Taniyama conjecture, which is about elliptic curves, and Fermat's last theorem have nothing to do with each other, because there's no connection between Fermat and elliptic curves. But in 1985, Gerhard Frey had this amazing idea.
Frey, a German mathematician, considered the unthinkable. What would happen if Fermat was wrong, and there was a solution to this equation after all?